بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
In this program, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a part of a speech delivered by Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the veterans from the Sacred Defense and the Resistance Field. This meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on September 2023, inaugurating Sacred Defense Week. Most of you have probably heard the story about Malik al-Ashtar. Malik al-Ashtar was a brave, strong commander in Imam Ali's army. He was a strong arm for the commander of the faithful. This is who Malik al-Ashtar was. He was walking in Kufa. This story apparently took place in Kufa when a young boy who didn't recognize him saw him and started to ridicule him. Maybe his clothes or his turban were in a way that seemed funny to the boy. The boy ridiculed him and laughed. Malik al-Ashtar didn't say anything and left. After he had passed by and left, someone asked the boy if he knew who he had just ridiculed. The boy said no. He told the boy that was Malik al-Ashtar. The boy became frightened and said, "Now that I have treated Malik al-Ashtar in such a way, what will he do to me or my family? What should I do?" The man said, "Go apologize to him."
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The boy went looking for him and find him and to apologize. He saw Malik al-Ashtar go into the mosque and become busy with praying. The boy waited for his prayer to finish. Then the boy went up to him and said, "Sir, I am sorry. I didn't recognize you. I was rude to you. Please forgive me." Malik al-Ashtar said, "I came to this mosque and performed 2 rak'ah of prayers to pray for you." After all, a young person who acts in such a rude way requires prayers, and we should pray for him. He said, "I came here to pray for you." See, this is the type of man that Malik al-Ashtar was. The higher your military rank and power, the humbler and more compassionate you should be. Having authority is not in conflict with being polite. Authority is not in conflict with kindness. You heard how this gentleman spoke about a young man who took part in a sedition. He then went to prison, was pardoned, and came out of prison. Rahiyan-e-Noor, which is religious caravans that travel to the former battlefields of the Iran-Iraq War to narrate the events of that time for the younger generation, started their trips and he joined a group. Not for the sake of seeing the battlefields, but to go sightseeing. He decided he would just go to walk around. When he went there, the narrator describing the events of the Sacred Defense spoke of a few words and the young man started crying and sobbing loudly. He cried saying, "That what I did in the sedition was dishonorable."
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all you're